שלום, אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים מן המקורות.
Hello, we're going to read chosen excerpts about the duty of Bnei Baruch to humanity in the last generation. You can see this material in our website, and you can ask questions there. We're in excerpt number 6 from Introduction to the Book Panim Meirot Umasbirot, item 22.
Yes, please go ahead.
One does not live for oneself, but for the whole chain. Thus, each and every part of the chain does not receive the light of life into itself, but only distributes the light of life to the whole chain. Again. One does not live for oneself, but for the whole chain. Thus, each and every part of the chain does not receive the light of life into itself, but only distributes the light of life to the whole chain.
Meaning,
each and every one, in what is he unique? That he can draw light from the Creator and pass it on to all of the rest of the structure of Adam HaRishon. He has nothing left in him, but only what goes through him to all the rest. That is why each and every one is refraining from receiving this light, this abundance, but each and every one that wraps this light that goes through them in order to bestow with the light of Chasadim, then it turns out that they have the light of Ein Sof. He stays connected to the light of Ein Sof, to the entire system. He has nothing in him, zero, but outside of him, the entire system is seemingly his. Is that clear? Read it again. It's a very internal excerpt.
One does not live for oneself, but for the chain. Thus, each and every part of the chain does not receive the light of life into itself, but only distributes the light of life to the whole chain.
Okay, so if there are no questions, we'll continue.
May I ask, is there a person who bestows to one person, to the ten, and to humanity?
Of course, because by that he realizes he is Reshimo. Each and every one of us is a point in Adam HaRishon. Through that point, he needs to supply all of the system of Adam HaRishon, the light of Ein Sof. Eventually, all of the light of Ein Sof has to go through him. This is considered that he comes to the world of Ein Sof. All of the light of Ein Sof, which needs to go through him, that's considered that he is adhered to the Creator infinitely. All of his adhesion in all the system, in order to pass on to them what they want, that is considered that he takes this system as his achap, and he raises to them prayer to the Creator. That's considered that all the system is the achap of ascent, and he himself is only is Galgalta Enayim, and that's how he works. So it turns out that each and every one becomes unique, and there's no one else instead of him. And there's no one that's adhered to the Creator instead of him, but he is doing it in his unique way.
What changes inside a person if he bestows only to one or to the whole humanity?
He realizes himself differently. What do you mean? I also don't understand what it means that he influences one person. What, for a dissemination corporeally? No, spiritually he can't bestow that way.
If his tendency is outwards to bestow, though it doesn't matter how many people are there.
In the meantime, you don't know, but you will know. You will know your achap, and your achap of descent, your achap of ascent, or you'll know it all.
And my bestowal to that achap depends on him? He awakens me? He needs me? Or is it me that's acting to him? Who starts this business?
This depends on time, that the Creator gives an opportunity for a connection of Galgalta and Naim with the external Achap, and then you act. You awaken in you the desire, the understanding, the opportunity. He awakens in them also this awakening so they can respond to you, and so on.
Sometimes it seems to me that the reason we're not breaking through in dissemination, that everyone hears it, is because maybe they don't need it.
It doesn't matter. It's a time also of time being a factor.
Now is the time of the factor?
Now is the time that we just need to be exploding from dissemination. We need to burst out to everyone, to do everything, because we are committed not just to Israel, but to all of humanity. Look what Baal Salam is writing.
Okay, what is required of us?
Required from us, the method of correction, the method of connection. They don't need spiritual attainment, they have no interest in the concealed, I understand them. But they want to exit their terrible state, which is increasing from day to day, so they need to hear what we're saying. That only through connection will reach a state that will get an upper remedy, that there is none like it. Nothing will help with this virus, nothing. Only if eventually they'll connect together and the upper light will cure them. The Creator is the doctor for all ill.
And at this point, is it enough for them to know that connection is the solution, or must they connect?
They can't connect in practice. They don't have the force of bestowal. We are Israel, Yashar Kel. We're the forces of Bina. They are the forces of Malchut, the receiving forces. So we need to work with them and connect them.
And they have to know about their dependency on us?
Yes, but like dependency in doctors. They don't need to go into all of the sublime matters.
Tbilisi.
Скажите, Рав, а как я могу проверить?
Tell us, please, Rav. How can I examine that I'm not the cork, that I'm not the thief here?
It all depends on the desire in the heart. Try and work with the public, and you'll see that by that you come closer to the Creator, you understand Him better, and He helps you.
PT 25. If we look at the final correction that the soul is round, we look at it as a circle, who ultimately is receiving if everyone is bestowing?
Everyone receives and everyone bestows. That is true balance.
And the reception of light, it's as if from the other parts of the soul or from above? In the final correction, reception is, it's written that everyone bestows to others. So, I receive from others, or do I get from the Creator?
You get from the Creator with respect to others. And you get from others what they receive from you for the Creator. You're also Galgalta Naim and Achap, because it's an integral system. You understand? Each and every one of us are this and that. There's no beginning and there's no end in such a system. So each one, just as is Galgalta Naim, is also Achap. Every single sphera is, they're included in one another. PT 19.
Rav, shela.
Rav, Question. We're disseminating with all our strength. Really, with all our strength we are. We're trying not to make an account about the result. We try to do it in any way. But how can you draw the light from the Creator and to pass it so that their heart will open?
Only through your desire. You'll open your heart to the Creator, you'll open your heart to others, that your heart will be a conduit through which everything will flow from the Creator to them and from them to the Creator. They will raise all their deficiencies from them to the Creator, and from the Creator to them, all of the abundance will flow, will descend.
What do you mean by open your heart to ask the Creator?
To open your heart, period, both to the Creator and to them. Don't be a wise guy. It's a four.
Deve essere questo conduttore di luce dal centro della decina verso il popolo, le nazioni del mondo. Questo è il significato di Israele? Essere il popolo di Israele?
Being the conduit between the Creator and the people is called Israel?
Yes, Yashar Kel, that we want to connect everyone to the Creator. Whoever does this is called Yashar Kel, Israel.
Kadima.
Excerpt number 7 out of Maor Enayim. Yitro. It is known that the whole world, with all created beings, must receive their vitality from the Creator all the time and at any given moment. Therefore, and fitting for a righteous to be a medium between the Creator and the entire world, to connect everything to Him, to make a pathway and a track, a passage for the abundance and vitality, and a pipeline to pour down to all created beings. He's the one who unites heaven and earth, who connects the whole world to the Creator, so they will not part from Him.
Again,
it is known that the whole world, with all created beings, must receive their vitality from the Creator all the time and at any given moment. Therefore, it is appropriate and fitting for the righteous to be a medium between the Creator and the entire world, to connect everything to Him, to make a pathway and a track, a passage for the abundance and vitality, and a pipeline to pour down to all created beings. He is the one who unites heaven and earth, who connects the whole world to the Creator, so they will not part from Him.
Yep, I don't see questions, so let's continue. You see, Dudi, you read in such a way there are no questions. Ita 4, again. What do they have today?
Sì, caro Rav, in redazione al passo che abbiamo letto, dobbiamo sentirci responsabili individualmente.
Relating to the excerpt we just read, should we feel ourselves that each one is responsible to the extent that the friends are not coming to the morning lesson?
Actually, yes. We need to feel ourselves as responsible for all of humanity, all of the state. We need to be concerned for the well-being, of all of humanity, corporeal well-being, corporeal health, not in an individual way that I'm going now, but that I need to open up myself in such a way that the upper light will influence all of humanity through me, and everyone will be fulfilled with knowledge, with emotion, with food, with health, with everything. It all depends on the abundance that I want to open up through me. That's what the Creator wants from us. Imagine to what an extent that He is going to awaken in us all kinds of sufferings, of troubles, that we will want to be as a transition of abundance from Him to all of the created beings. How much we will have to suffer for that, and the created beings will have to suffer until it will obligate us to make ourselves into a pipeline. So if we do it before it happens, even great, there'll be no problems in the world. Everyone will reach fulfillment nicely and pleasantly. And we won't have to wait until the blows will increase and increase. And then out of lack of choice, we'll have to open ourselves up. Let's do this beforehand. Let's turn ourselves into this conduit to influence the abundance from the Creator to all the created beings. That we're ready to do it now. Toronto 2.
It is said that he is the one who connects heaven and earth. Heaven, I think, is Zerampin, and earth being Malhut. Does that mean that it's Bina, meaning us as Galgal Ta'enayim, that's bringing heaven and earth together?
We are connecting the heaven and the earth, correct. All of the ten Sfirot, we are connecting. It's not just Zerampin and Malchut. All the ten Sfirot, we connect them.
Moscow Free.
Доброе утро, учитель. Если мы всем мировым кли будем просить Творца, чтобы он сделал из нас,
if we all the worldly ask of the Creator to make of us a conduit that will pass light to the entire humanity, will that accelerate our advancement?
Рак бакаша казот и хула лазор лану.
Only such a request can help us bring the light to all of the world, to all of reality, to give contentment by that to the Creator and to all the world. We're exactly in the middle. This is our work. This is our role. And there's nothing else left to do. Just like that. Do it, you'll reach the end of correction. That's it. There's nothing else in between that we need to do. Only the prayer, the connection between the Creator and all of the created beings. And we see how it's being formed more and more, and we're being pushed to this work to do. That's what it's written in all the books of Kabbalah. PT 31.
Most of the friends in our 10 can't even post one post, and they do really sincerely want, but they can't.
They should take from my Twitter and they should spread it what they have here through their Twitter, without saying that it's from me. That's fine, doesn't matter. That's also dissemination, of course.
And if they don't succeed in that as well?
What does it mean they don't succeed in that? What, just copy-paste from my Twitter to their own Twitter? And to spread it as much as possible? In as many places as possible? Not through Twitter, maybe other things. Go ahead. It's all open. Without mentioning my name, as long as they'll perceive the idea. Go ahead, it's very good.
New York 4.
Rav, today in New York, meaning New York time, this morning, the Jews are asking all the other Jews to stay off Twitter for 2 days as a protests against the anti-Semitism going on Twitter. They're saying all the, this whole plot, platform is anti-Semitic, etc. The question is, what about us as an organization? Should we identify with the Jews who won't go into Twitter, or should we actually disseminate stronger now?
No, I would identify. I would.
Asur lanu la'asot davka.
We mustn't do it anything on purpose or against. No, we mustn't. We need to go with
zrima hazot haklalit.
This general flow.
Santiago.
Amado Rab, ¿cuál es la relación de la mente con los pensamientos ciertos?
Beloved Rav, what's the connection of the mind and thoughts if everything comes from the Creator?
But you need to join it and to think and to be like Him. By that you'll be considered Adam, similar to the Creator. That's why He created in you the evil inclination opposite of Him, that it will be upon this evil inclination to resemble Him, that you'll be able to show in that to what extent you are in love to Him. So He gives you hate. You understand? These things are simple. He gives you opposite things on purpose, so you will show how you want to be good.
Rav, we see how this physical connection is losing its importance day by day. How does such changes in the environment affect our free choice towards the goal?
We need to connect everything to attainment of the goal. Be'er Sheva.
Rav, to make sure that I'm disseminating correctly, in the writers' meeting, I hear from you that everything should come out from one source. So if I do it as if it's my own text, it doesn't come from one source.
No, that I said to the writers to make it clearer to our readers that there is a single source. Not that we need to use it like that in every single place. You can't spread 1,000 things in one place. But if you take these 1,000 things from 1,000 sources, then you have an opportunity to reach a much broader audience.
אני רוצה גם לעדכן וגם לשאול Marik,
I'd like to both update and ask about Marik, and I and a team of women and more people are starting to establish what Rav talked about. It's a daily page, one place where we have our message, our daily message, what we want to tell the world today. Something short. It's not a tweet. It's not a half a mile of an article. It's going to be a few excerpts, the daily messages, and we're trying to improve our what we're saying to the world. We wanted to ask you, what is today's message for the world? Not in general, it should be pinpoint message, but for humanity.
If you ask me, I didn't think about this before, but just kind of to shoot from the gut. That the remedy
coronavirus.
The successful vaccine for coronavirus has been discovered. A universal vaccine. That's the headline. And that's it. And under that, you can write a few sentences.
What should I write below that?
That we discovered that all of the troubles that come to us from being disconnected from one another, hating one another, rejecting one another. And that all of the opposite forms of connection and coming closer to one another, that's what needs to cure us from all of the troubles, the flaws, including this virus and others that are waiting in line. That's it, something like that. But don't come to me daily now and start asking what to write.
Why not?
No, because you need to develop. I want that you'll develop by it. Okay, let's read more. We have no questions there. You see, it's going smoothly, this part. Eight.
Excerpt 8 from the love of God and the love of man. The Israeli nation was to be a passage. This means that to the extent that Israel cleansed themselves by observing the Torah, so they passed their power on to the rest of the nations. Again, the Israeli nation
should be clear. What's Israel? Yashar Kel. All of these, regardless of India or until the West, that those who are yearning for revelation of the Creator, that have an inclination to it, to some extent, to connect to others, they are called Yashar Kel. And then this general group, the Israeli nation.
The Israeli nation was to be a passage. This means that to the extent that Israel cleansed themselves by observing the Torah, so they passed their power on to the rest of the nations.
Meaning all of our friends all around the world, if we will connect more, understand more, feel more what we need to do in our connection to be this conduit between the Creator and all of the created beings, we will enter that, and we are already to an extent in that, and we'll feel how this abundance flows through us from the Creator to all of humanity, and this will be clear in your senses. This is what we're facing. And we don't need to do anything else other than that, only to connect to this pipeline, to this conduit. Is that clear? PT3.
What is the cause here and what's the consequence to the extent that Israel cleanse themselves by observing the Torah, they pass their power. What's the cause here?
That Israel need to join themselves, to join meaning to clean themselves of all the garbage, of all the, in order to receive and to become, in order to bestow. That's called to be clean. And then they become this pipeline, that nothing clings to this pipe, that everything we receive from the Creator we want only in order to bestow, to be with, towards all the created beings, to reach this clean Bina. This is the degree of Israel. And then when we pass on the upper light through us, we do it for the need of the lower ones, and we acquire their desires to fulfill them, and then we connect to Gadol Tainayim, to the degree of pure Bina. We connect also the Achap, and then we have the Ten Sefirot for the end of correction, and by that we supply all of the Kli of Adam HaRishon, this fulfillment.
So as long as we haven't cleansed ourselves by the Torah, what force do we pass on to the nations?
We're not passing on any force. We need to want to pass on to them what we receive from the Creator, the force of correction, the force of fulfillment.
Yes, so I'm asking, as long as we didn't get this by observing the Torah.
What does it mean through the existence of the Torah?
By the light of reforms, we don't access the pure Bina. So as long as we're not corrected, what force are we passing on to the world?
just dissemination. You're not passing on to the world yet the force of bestowal, a spiritual force.
So what's the purpose of dissemination if we're not passing any force to them?
In the meantime, to connect to them and pass on the idea to them. How can you pass on this force if they don't have a desire? In order to awaken a desire, you now need to spread to them this small knowledge about it as much as they can absorb. And then to slowly, slowly, through wanting to hear it and the Creator awakening them to the desire of the through coronavirus and other things, and you'll wait, you'll see what troubles you'll have in the world. Soon you won't have any food to eat or anything to drink or electricity. You'll see what will happen, and then there'll be chaos. And the world will then want to hear.
So our dissemination now is a kind of preparation so that later we can pass on strength to them?
Yes, and even when you ask and you don't know about it, we see according to that, and they don't know and they don't even ask. So we need to build this system. Even to the Creator we don't reach out because they don't have a deficiency with what to reach out to. Israel, the Torah, and the Creator are one. Where is this happening, these three points? The Creator, through Israel, to all of the world, that's influencing. The world is influencing deficiencies to Israel, to the world Bnei Baruch group, and for them they're raising it to the Creator. This chain isn't working. In order for it to work, you need to cause it through dissemination, to have connections between us to the, and to the world, and from the world to us, and from them to us, and from the Creator to us. It has to be something that's prepared. That's why we need to spread the wisdom of Kabbalah to an extent among all the nations of the world.
What are these connections we make by dissemination in the world?
Deficiencies, you build this conduit, you build an opportunity to receive from them a deficiency. Through this deficiency we receive from them, we'll be able to turn to the Creator and to awaken all of the system until the degree of the Creator. That's considered that the nations of the world take Israel on their shoulders and take them to the King's Mountain, to the Temple. How will they do that? Through our dissemination. That's called the Messiah's horn.
So when I pass our material in the net, by that I get their deficiencies?
Of course, you're included from them. Just like you perceive deficiencies from your children. And then you go to work, you go to get whatever you need in order to supply them with. Otherwise, you have nothing. You're sitting at home, you don't feel any problem. You don't feel that you owe anything. And then you're not in the role of Israel. You're doing it for yourself in order to raise yourself as if to spirituality, as if to the Creator, because you are not realizing love thy friend as thyself. So what do you want the result to be? Only complaints to me you have. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, who should I ask?
Tel Aviv 3, we didn't hear you.
Okay, Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, when the public, the people, will come a bit closer and connect to a certain extent, what will they feel?
They feel that we can, together with them, reach out to the Creator and supply all of humanity with correction and fulfillment.
French.
In order for this chain of Israel, the Creator, and the Torah will work, how can we use our environment in order to force ourselves to come closer? In 2 weeks we have a convention. How can we maybe use the time of preparation to build the expectation for us to advance a bit?
We need to strengthen our connection to the world every single day by going out and disseminating. And slowly, slowly, we'll be able to feel that the world is reaching out to us, is interested, is understanding slightly, is knowing us, and by that we will advance towards our role. What can you do? That's the path.
Beyond that, is there anything in the connection between us we can add in the environment so that it will put more pressure on us, so the need will be there?
Our environment can grow only through dissemination. Only through dissemination. If we won't disseminate, we'll go towards breaking because we'll have no benefit. There is no use for us if we're not disseminating. Therefore, if we disseminate, we'll grow, we'll strengthen. The Creator will give us strength, we'll connect from below to the nations of the world and from above to the Creator. And otherwise, if we don't, then our future, we have no future, in short. No future.
P.T. Young.
Why is the world so indifferent to us? Why is the world so indifferent to us?
It's the Creator giving them such a desire. We need to receive what there is. I'm not raising a deficiency what they want. Turn to the Creator, ask the Creator to give them a desire. Go ahead. It's a very nice prayer. Give all of humanity a desire for you and give us the understanding, the strength, so that we will be able to be the connectors between them and you. Talk about it, demand it. Meanwhile, we are moving on to info.
Yaakov.
Yes, Shai was here a minute ago, but okay. I'm here to talk about the preparation for the Congress. We know that in August 5th, we're going to have a virtual Congress. And everything depends on the preparation for it. And we want to realize our role and existence. So all the tens will get a link today, again, for a survey, which is actually a workshop every ten can have. And then to fill the survey they're going to get, in order to really build a plan to be ready for the Congress and to make a breakthrough so we can realize our role and the connection between us and pass it on to the world. So today we're going to send a link to all the tens. It's going to through WhatsApp as usual, and also it's the first link you'll find on Sviva Tova if you didn't get it. So find the time with your 10 to gather and to scrutinize how you want to connect, how you want to get ready, and may we be successful. Let's continue with the schedule. We'll start our broadcast today at 10 a.m. Semyon Vinokul with Rav live. Then at 10:45 until 11:45 on Levi with new live programs with Rav. And as usual, 6 p.m. live Zohar lesson with Rav. So Monday through Thursday, 6 till 7, live Zohar lesson with Rav. You're all invited to connect. Let's have a nigun. Lai, 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 lai.